System President Kevin Riley says the governor's plan to let Madison split off from the UW system would lead to duplication and competition between campuses. Riley told the legislature's Joint Finance Committee that would mean higher costs for the system.
Anyone who's ever been through a divorce will tell you that the act of splitting up itself can also be very expensive, and that will be the case if we attempt to extract Madison from the system after 40 years of marriage.
Riley wants the legislature to approve a plan that would give all UW campuses, including Madison, more autonomy when it comes to decisions involving purchasing and salaries. But UW-Madison Chancellor Biddy Martin, who testified after Riley, said Riley's system-wide plan did not offer the same amount of flexibility as the governor's budget would offer her campus.
Thus far, we've had nothing except a request to give up what's in the governor's budget and do what we don't think will work nearly as well. I can't in good conscience forego an opportunity for this great university and this state for something that won't do what this public authority model would do.
Several finance committee members represent campuses other than Madison, including Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson, whose district includes the UW-Baraboo.
I am not personally ready to allow the University of Wisconsin-Madison to split off.
Olson said that the Board of Regents and all chancellors needed to figure out how their fears could be alleviated on this proposal. Otherwise, the easiest answer for a controversial idea like this one was not to do it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.